This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And congratulations to Will Wade's LSU basketball Tigers winning last night in overtime. Fifth overtime victory this season for LSU. 79-78 over Florida. That means the Tigers are 15-2 in the conference. They're 9-0 in the road in the SEC. The first time that's happened in school history. And if LSU wins Saturday at home in a sold-out PMAC against Vanderbilt, a very bad team, then LSU will reign as SEC regular season champions for the year of 2019. And LSU has the team, some believe, to make it to the Final Four. This team has won 25 games. The school record for victories is 31, so Will Wade's club could eclipse the record set in 1981 by Dale Brown's unit, the club that went 31-5. But Final Four teams in school history, 1953, 1981, 86, and 2006, and watch out. Will Wade's team is on the move. We're joined now by Mark Ballard, man always on the move in our community. He doesn't just troll the halls of the Capitol. He follows everything going on in our community and in the state as the Capitol Bureau Chief. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. Good morning, Mark Ballard.
Good morning. And this past week, I've been trolling the halls of the state capitol pretty much by myself. Everybody took off for the Mardi Gras holiday.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works. And a month from tomorrow, John Bel Edwards will open a session. He is, of course, seeking re-election, and John Bel Edwards will have a majority Republican legislature. In fact, based on some of these special elections, probably the most Republican legislature in the history of the state, at least since Reconstruction. And he may or may not have some challenges. What do you think about what some people are predicting to be a yawner? Will there be some fireworks that perhaps are unexpected this year?
Well, yeah, many of the legislators that I've been talking to on a pretty regular basis are suggesting that there's not going to be that much going on this year because the entire legislature is up for election, as is the governor and all of the six other statewide elected officials. And so they're going to try to avoid angering constituents that would vote against them for no other reason, and they're going to try to see if they can downplay what possible opponents, which would include the governor, has actually done. So there'll be kind of this sort of passive-aggressive, which will be passive but a lot more aggressive than what you normally see. And not much will be accomplished.
Well, there's already a bit of a wrinkle in the governor's election. An independent group ran a spot attacking the governor on education and then pulled the spot when the governor objected, saying it was incorrect. This group led by Lane Grigsby, who, of course, is a conservative who's passionate about education and a guy who likes Republicans. So by extension, he doesn't like John Bel Edwards very much. What's happening here?
Well, I would quibble with independent on this because it is Truth in Politics was co-founded by Lane Grigsby, and he may have backed a Democrat or two in the days gone by, but you would have to point it out for me because it's primarily Republican and it's primarily conservative Republicans, and in fact, he is one of the main backers of Baton Rouge businessman Eddie Rasponi, who is challenging Governor Edwards' re-election campaign. And what's happening, we're going to see a lot of this, and that is where these campaign ads, particularly on radio, and the ones that you'll receive in the mail, they go a little farther than what you see on television. And it's, you know, they'll take a step and then take it. They'll take something and then take an additional step on it. In this particular one, Edwards has money in for to allow low-income students to go to for vouchers to go to schools and to and for early childhood education. But we've seen that at least the education superintendent feels like it's not enough money that should go into early education. What Truth in Politics did was did a kind of a sweep of that information, and you know, kind of got it wrong, is what happens when you do paint with a broad brush. And so they had to kind of back off, and they're going to reconfigure the ad and bring it back out again.
Well, Lane Grigsby was involved, if I remember correctly, in getting Michael Jackson to run for Congress against Don Cashew, and that enabled Bill Cassidy to win in a three-way race in which a plurality wins. There are no runoffs in Congress. Cassidy won with 48% of the votes, and the 12% that Michael Jackson got was critical in defeating Don Cashew in 2008. Now, Mark Ballard, this time around, apparently Grigsby and his gang, they're not seeking a Democrat to run against John Bel Edwards, but they were running these spots on urban stations, I understand.
Right, right. And that's what happens in campaigns. They're aiming at their opponent's strongest corner to try to kind of undermine their base. And that happens, and that's going to happen again. So
okay.
On both sides would be my guess.
A couple of issues that could pick up steam: sports betting. The governor says he wants the money. I think many lawmakers do too, but we live in a state that we don't allow gambling in this state. It's against the law, Mark.
Right, and the Louisiana Family Forum, which has been the evangelical political group that has been at the forefront in trying to block gambling, says that sports betting would be an expansion of gambling, which is the key definition, as they're saying, that they will not allow the expansion of gambling. That's in our laws. So what the effort is trying to do, though, is to bring in sports betting, since it has been legalized by the U.S. Supreme Court last year. Mississippi basically predicted that this is what was going to happen, and they put together the laws and structures, and in fact, you know, for several months now have been doing legalized sports betting, which it brings people in, you know, to buy drinks and meals to the casinos, and so that they can watch their game on on big screen televisions while, you know, eating nachos that they bought at the casino.
Your front page story yesterday was about a move by Frank Hoffman, veteran lawmaker, to raise the smoking age in Louisiana. This is an interesting concept.
Well, Representative Hoffman is in his final semester, if you will. This will be his final session. He says he's not going to be running for anything else. And he has been very anti-smoking throughout his entire career, and this is one that he thinks that is necessary and that he would like to do, and he's going to be pushing it. There's about a half dozen other states that have a 21-year-old smoking minimum age, and a lot of cities do, like New York is in Boston. They have this sort of minimum age for the sale of tobacco and the actual smoking of tobacco. And he says this is what he's wanting to do. He says the cigarette industry, the sellers here in the state, aren't really against it. So he thinks he may have a shot at it.
Well, we'll see. But smoking is more prevalent in Louisiana than it is in most other states. And the data shows, Mark, that when people start, they usually start young.
And that's what Representative Hoffman is saying, is that Louisiana Department of Health studies have shown that most people start between the ages of 18 and 21, because you know younger people can't really have ready access to cigarettes because there already is a minimum wage on that. And he says that if you can stop them from smoking between the age of 18 and 21, the studies show that they're likely not to ever pick up the habit. And he says, in the long run, that'll be helpful. Remember, he's the chairman of the Health and Welfare Committee that runs the hospitals in the state. And he's saying that the outcomes from people not smoking will be actually save us money down the road.
A listener asked about a story from Joe Guyon in today's Advocate about Jeff Landry going back to court, this time to the state Supreme Court, in a dispute with former lawmaker Larry Bankston. This is an interesting dispute that Jeff Landry actually got a favorable editorial from The Advocate on. You didn't write the editorial, but what's it about?
Well, it And I got to tell you, I'm not really sure what's this about. It was happening in the courts, and I have not.
Well, Bankston, of course, as we know, back in the mid '90s, was involved in a scheme for which he went to prison, and of course, he was appointed to a board, and of course, Jeff Landry objected, questioning whether Bankston, a convicted felon who was temporarily disbarred, should work for the state. And now the Supreme Court will have to weigh in on this. And we, in the past few years, have, for example, we passed a law recently as a state to keep felons off the ballot for a while. And we generally don't cater to people who have been behind bars, despite the illusion of criminal justice reform. Larry Bankston is, I think, no menace to society, but some people don't like him, didn't like him before he got in trouble, and really don't like him now. And Jeff Landry and Larry Bankston, two titans of Louisiana politics, are headed for court, the high
and
court.
And what you need to remember here is that this was used as a wedge issue against Governor Edwards, who had been appointing him on this, but the thing to remember here is that Bankston has, you know, served his sentence out in federal prison, and he was basically saying, you know, that I have every, even though he was only temporarily disbarred, he has every right to assume this position. He is a fixture around the state capitol. He works as a lobbyist now, and so. The argument basically is over whether he's going to be on a licensing board, but I think...
Hold tight. We're going to return and spend a few more minutes with Mark Bauer. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Mary McBride is on deck, and Mark Ballard is with us for a few more moments. And before we headed to the break, we were talking about this spat between the chief legal officer of our state, the Honorable Jeff Landry, and former state senator Larry Bankston, the pride of Broadmoor High School, who are involved in a dispute over whether Louisiana's contractor licensing board should have the ex-lawmaker as its attorney. So it is amazing that this has gone to the Supreme Court, Mark.
Yeah, I think, yes, it is amazing that it's gone to the Supreme Court. And I'm kind of, what I'm unsure about is, you know, on what basis is it going to the Supreme Court? But I think that it basically is a political issue between Landry and Edwards, who disagree on very many things, and Landry basically arguing that as a convicted felon who was temporarily disbarred, the Attorney General questions whether he should be allowed to work for the state, whereas the governor is saying, look, he's done his time, he's a member of the community again, and he should have an opportunity to work. But well, I believe it's underlying it all is politics.
Yeah, and Larry Bankston, who I think is a decent man, he did his time, and we're talking about some serious time. He was in the slam for a few years.
So. I think 3.5 years, yeah. In a federal prison.
Yes, so he did his time, and he's, I think, by all accounts, lived an exemplary life, but he's gotten on the last nerve of Jeff Landry, and there is that thing called politics involved in this. And Mark, it is always good to get your take on what's happening in our world. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Have a nice weekend.
Take care.